From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Deadly clashes erupted in Afghanistan Tuesday night after a group of at least nine heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers assaulted the airport in the southern city of Kandahar. A regional corps commander told VOA he was apparently the target of the attack that killed a bodyguard and wounded another, adding that the violence occurred inside the residential part of the airport. He said that the Afghan forces quickly engaged the assailants and killed four of them, while the rest had taken up positions in a nearby school building, and that Afghan security forces are carefully conducting a counter-terror operation to avoid civilian casualties. The Taliban, in a statement sent to VOA, claimed its suicide bombers had inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan security forces, killing and wounding dozens of them, and intense fighting is raging there. More details on this story as it becomes available. French officials say four French soldiers are being questioned in connection with the allegations of child rape in the Central African Republic. That's where France maintains a peacekeeping force. Sources said the men were being questioned in Paris Tuesday, but it was not clear whether they were considered as suspects or witnesses. The sexual abuse allegedly took place between late 2013 and mid-2014, but the accusations did not receive global attention until earlier this year. A South African judge has granted bail to double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius after an appeals court last week convicted him of murder. The Olympic star appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he would remain under house arrest while awaiting new sentencing for the murder conviction tied to the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Stenkamp. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he is hopeful talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks, scheduled for December 18th in New York, will depend on events coming in the week, including a Saudi-led conference on the Syrian opposition.
Let me say also, we talked about Syria and the need for the U.N. negotiations to be able to begin, and hopefully for a ceasefire to be able to take effect when and if we can achieve that. We specifically talked about the process taking place now, and depending on the outcome of both the Saudi-led conference of the opposition that's taking place in the next days, as well as a few other issues, it's our plan to try to attend and have a meeting in New York on the 18th of December. But again, it depends on the flow of events over the next week.
Again, that is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Saudi Arabia has taken the lead at bringing together Syrian groups opposed to both President Bashar al-Assad and Islamic State militants. Indian Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj, upon her visit to Pakistan Tuesday, said she had come with the message to improve ties between the two nuclear-powered rivals. She is to hold talks with Islamabad as part of efforts to restart a peace dialogue. She is to also meet with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and top Foreign Affairs official Sartaj Aziz. Speaking in Islamabad, the Indian Foreign Minister says, I will meet with both of them and will discuss ways and means to improve advanced relationship between the two countries. She had come with a message to improve and advance ties further. Her visit is the first ministerial-level visit to Pakistan by a top Indian diplomat in 3 years. Iraqi government troops have retaken part of Ramadi from Islamic State fighters that it seized early this year, according to officials in Baghdad announcing Tuesday. The retaking of the Al-Tamim neighborhood is a major success for pro-Baghdad forces, which have been battling Islamic State extremists in the area for months. A flurry of talks were held on the sidelines at the Paris Climate Summit Tuesday, with representatives from almost 200 countries busy negotiating a deal to limit global warming. It's due to be presented on Friday, December 11th. As part of the negotiations, the summit host, Laurent Fabio, met with several leaders, including the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.